Music there from Anne Heyman. The album is titled Queen of Harps, and the cut is by the same name, the title cut, off of Anne Heyman's album Queen of Hearts. Prior to that, we heard music from Altan. Anfochen is sort of a zephyr, a warm summer breeze, and that's off of an old Altan album called Horse with a Heart. And we let off the set this evening with An Pashtin Fin, Mrs. Crotty's Reel, and The Mountaintop. An Pashtin Fin is The Fair Child, and Mrs. Crotty's Reel and The Mountaintop from The Chieftains Collection, Volume 1, The Very Best of the Clotta Years. Chieftains really broke out on an Irish label called Cairnany Clotta. Many years ago. The Chieftains are celebrating their 55th year of making music together. The lineup has gone through a number of changes over the years. Only Paddy Maloney is still an original member of the group. Sean Keen might be as well, but Michael Tuberty has been replaced by Matt Malloy, Peter Mercier by Kevin Kniff, and so on. So still, the Chieftains really, they're sort of the Leonard Bernstein of Celtic music, if you will, the driving force, the symbol of an era in Celtic music. So that's what led off of our set. Welcome. Sholta Gael is the name of the program. It's music from all over the Celtic world, from Ireland and Scotland and Brittany, the Isle of Man, sometimes even Cornwall. We've got some Spanish Celtic music coming up from Galicia later in the program. And, of course, Canada and the United States and much, much more. So you can hear it here. Our program's not that long. It lasts about an hour, so our objective is to give you a sense of the scope of Celtic music and some Celtic culture as well. And we hope to have some artists calling in later in the program and have a chat with them, artists who've not been around quite as long as the Chieftains, but long enough, as they say. Also, have an announcement to tell you about. It really is fascinating to me. I am a devotee of archaeology, not necessarily the Indiana Jones school of taking stuff from where it once belonged, but this program coming up at the Chautauqua Community House in Boulder tomorrow, Thursday at 7 p.m., really has my attention because it is the kind of really cool archaeology that pulls back the veil from other civilizations sometimes that aren't even that well known yet. And this is one of them. Chris Fisher from Colorado State University has for the past year been involved in excavation of an ancient city in Honduras, which has yielded a trove of remarkable stone artifacts from a mysterious to us, unnamed, at least to us, pre-Columbian civilization. A joint American-Honduran team of archaeologists led by Chris Fisher uncovered more than 200 sculptures from the base of a large earthen mound at the center of the site, and the site is now being called the City of the Jaguar. The program is tomorrow, Thursday, at 7 p.m. at the Chautauqua Community House in Boulder, and for more information, you can go to Colorado Chautauqua's website and look under events, and you will find it there, Chris Fisher and the City of the Jaguar. Sounds just terrific. We're going to leap back into some music, a little bit more music from Altan, as a matter of fact, and then some music from Patrick Street, which, as most of you are likely to know is not an individual, but a group of extraordinarily talented musicians, but we'll let their art speak for them. Off we go with Altan. This is called Donal Agus Warig. Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Last night I dreamed of my true love. All in my arms I held her. Last night I dreamed of my true love. All in my arms I held her. When I awoke, she was not there. Now I must live without her. Oh, I awoke and she was not there. Now I must live without her. They have taken away my young true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Yes, they've taken away my young true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Oh, she's the only one I love, my rainbow mid the willows. I searched for her both far and wide. I made some low inquiries. Yes, I searched for that girl both far and wide. I made some low inquiries. They all said, no, she is not here. We would have no such in our keeping. No, no, they lied, she is not here. We would have no such in our keeping. But when she heard me speak these words, she whispered low at her window. Yes, when she heard me speak these words, she whispered low at her window. Oh, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains hinder. Yes, darling, I'd be in your company, but locks and chains hinder. I swore that locked room I would enter. Yes, when I heard these words of hers, I swore that locked room I would enter. Or I would know the reason why she was locked and chained within there. I would surely know the reason why she was locked and chained within there. Up stepped her father, stern and wise, like wise to stalwart brothers. Up stepped her father, stern and wise, like wise to stalwart brothers. Oh, before you'd enter that locked room, in your life's blood you will wallow. Oh, before you enter that locked room, in your life's blood you will wallow. They have taken away my own true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Yes, they've taken away my own true love, and tears now wet my pillow. Oh, she's the only one I love, my rainbow near the willows. Yes, she's the only one I love, my rainbow near life's willows.
Music from Patrick Street there and the rainbow mid the willows. Speaking of rainbows and unicorns and all of those sorts of things, we've got Gobs of Fun on the line with us, literally. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Carl.
You as well. Unicorns? Yeah, well, we've been known to do the song. Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, very good. Dennis and Martin, how are you guys?
We are excellent, Carl. We appreciate you having us on your show.
Well, you guys have become a fixture of the Celtic firmament in Denver around St. Patrick's Day with your Swallow Hill show. How many of them have you done now?
Well, this is our 23rd year as Gobs of Fun, and I think we did Swallow Hill probably 18 times now.
Wow. That's
they had to fight for it the first few years. They just wouldn't have us. But
well, you were successful. I can see them trying to crawl away from you and the two of you dragging them back.
Well, we actually rented the old Swallow Hill Hall on Pearl Street by the Folklore Center.
Sure.
When they were having a concert at the Cameron Church, and we sold out and they didn't. So then they said, well, we should have these guys.
Oh, wow.
So we've done, over the years, we've done the small hall and the larger one. There's a Daniels Hall, which is the large one, and we're going to be in the smaller one this year. But we packed it last year, and we hopefully we can do it again this year. But we're getting out some old songs we haven't done for a while, and then some things that we wrote ourselves, and hopefully it'll be an excellent experience for everybody. We just got to make sure we tone everything up.
Well, and with the smaller venue, people need to call Swallow Hill and get their tickets now.
Yeah, it's a good idea to get those tickets now or get them reserved, because we've had people turned away with that smaller seating area that they have in Tufts. So it's a good idea.
And that's not only no Gobs of Fun, but it's no fun either.
They might have, maybe some people think they dodged a bullet too.
Well,
oh, good.
Now,
we can't get in. Let's go home, Marie.
So, guys, give us a sense of the history of the group and your discography, how you came to be the one and only Gobs of Fun. And for those people that are fortunate enough, I mean, who haven't met you yet, remind us how to spell Gobs of Fun.
Well, I'll start with that. It's G-O-B-S, kind of like go B-S, O, and then fun is spelled with a P-H, P-H-U-N. So we kind of got started as a family band, started in the living room of the Sullivan House.
And Marty actually married into that situation, which he didn't get smart enough quick enough to get around that, but I'd been singing with my older brother for a few years, and then that had gone by the boards. He had moved on to California, and I was not singing anymore, but Marty and Tim, my younger brother, got together for a bit, and they were doing the songs and kind of messing around with what they knew of the Irish songs, and they were kind enough to ask me to come and help them out, and they can't get rid of me now.
So,
yeah. So now we're not a trio anymore. Tim had retired,
right.
So I stayed with Marty, and we've been plugging on ever since.
So how did you come by your repertoire? When I go to one of your shows, I hear several different roots and branches of your song singing history, but I'd be interested in having you tell us about that.
Well, initially, it as Dennis said, his older brother Jim and him had started singing the songs that they learned from a parish priest. And he's the one that kind of introduced the music to them and kind of got them going.
And he got us doing, we were doing silly things like Old Maid in the Garret. And and we're like, wait a minute, we could get better than this. So we started working with stealing the Clancy's music. And then we've been stealing from all other great sources ever since. I mean, even more recent kind of groups like Great Big Sea, or we'll go back and get Mary Black songs or different things
we've
like that we can get.
But Saw Doctors and Christy Moore and the Irish Rovers.
Well,
anybody
and
we can steal from, if we think we can do it and it'll fit us well, yeah, we're stealing.
I actually have heard the Clancy brothers sing The Old Maid in the Garret.
Oh.
Of course, they're all dead now, I can say that.
Yeah, oh gosh, and it's such a terrible loss.
It is.
It is so cool that everything is on YouTube, and I still have all the records and everything. It's priceless.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that. I went back just in the last month or so because I think we share a history there, because I grew up in a Catholic parish where after Easter and Christmas, the next biggest celebration was St. Patrick's Day. And so the Clancy brothers were, you know, somewhere between the Holy Trinity and the Archangels in the panoply of the holy in church. But I remember the Clancy brothers did a whole bunch of commercials for Union Oil or Mobil or something like that. And they had big tankers and they'd be singing sea shanties. And all of those are on YouTube now.
Yeah, there's a wealth of things. If you keep looking, then that's the cool thing about a YouTube. It'll offer you another one. Hey, if you're interested in this one, check this.
We're
even on there now, too. We've got some things that we had put on there from not only do we do Irish music, we also do a lot of Scottish songs. So we are truly a Celtic band. But so there was something from a Scottish festival that we did here a couple of years back, and they're on YouTube for folks if they want to check us out, and our press kit is on there too.
Yeah, we have a lot of information about the background and the history of the band on there. Under the legacy section, you can hear about or read about Tim and Jim, the other brothers, the other Sullivan brothers that were part of Gods of Fun at various points.
Great stuff. So I first ran into you guys, I don't even want to say how many years ago, but at the old Druid Arms in Louisville.
And yeah, we remember it well.
I do too. It's a little hazy around the edges, but I still remember it well. And was that fairly early in your career? I mean, it seems like it must have been. It had to have
I
been
think
20
it's
years
about
ago.
Maybe our third year at Gods of Fun that we got in there.
Great, great right. stuff.
Oh, by the way, if things are a little hazy, that is a good barometer of understanding that it was a good night.
That's right. Exactly right. That's true.
And speaking of things being long ago, I have to relate a story about when we were downtown at a pub setting up and a young pretty girl walked by saying, oh, look, it's Gods of Fun. And we were kind of feeling our oats saying, wow, that pretty girl took notice. And then as she walked by, she said, they were my mom's favorite band when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's cruel.
That's the cruel part of longevity.
That's right. Oh, boy. So any other projects that you can share with us besides the upcoming Swallow Hill show?
Well, that's the primary show that we look forward to each season. But we do get other gigs. We haven't got them all nailed down yet, but if you go to our website, which is gobsofun.com, and just remember to spell fun with a P-H, and you'll get there.
Right.
And for the Swallow Hill show, just go to swallowhillmusic.org, and you can get tickets there real easy.
And we're out there year-round. We have things coming up like later in the spring and summer. I mean, we'll be into Nebraska and getting back to Wyoming again. We don't have that set yet, but we have been doing Wyoming for years, getting on up there. And anywhere else that we can sneak into, that's what we do. So we're not just for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I'm excited for you having yet another Swallow Hill gig, and I wish you at least another 23 years, gentlemen.
Ooh.
Well, Well, thank you. And we got to congratulate you on your 34th year for your St. Patrick's Morning Sound Alternative.
It's true.
Up on March 17th.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's getting almost long in the tooth, and I'm casting about for an acolyte, as they say.
Okay, Father.
In a good way. Ah, to be sure, don't you know? So, well, gentlemen, it's always great. Now, one more time, it's March 10, Friday.
Friday, March 10th, the show starts at 8 o'clock p.m. It's at Swallow Hill Music, which is at 71 East Yale Street in Denver. And their website is swallowhillmusic.org.
And, you know, since that's just 1 week before the High Holy Day of Celtic Music itself, we could even call it St. Practice Day. Is that not correct?
Ooh, you know, we've been involved in that same kind of phrase before. Yeah, that's true.
Well, if people want to tune up their vocal cords, because you guys are really good about encouraging audience participation and lots of sing-along.
Well, we figured the less work we have to do,
especially at this advanced age.
That's right.
But there is one thing about the Swallow Hill concert that it's the show that we actually rehearse for. We get together and starting in January, and we get together a couple times a week. So it is something we really do work hard to pull it off well.
Try and do something a little bit more melodic than the usual bash and crash and having fun.
Well, it's going to be a pleasure, and I hope to be in the audience and singing and clapping along with you, gentlemen.
Well, we look forward to it.
So one more time, it's Gobs of Fun. Martin and Dennis are going to be holding forth at Swallow Hill Music Center on March 10th. It's an 8 o'clock show, and you can hit the Swallow Hill music website and pick up your tickets now. Gentlemen, thanks a lot for taking the time to be on. I really appreciate it.
You're a wonderful man, Carl. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll be talking soon.
Sláinte.
Sláinte. Thank you. music there from a group that was totally and completely unknown to me before this evening. Well, not totally and completely, but pretty much. The name of the group is called the Piper Jones Band, and the album is called Wandering Stars. It's a 2015 release, and the title of those tunes, they're called the Gordon Duncan tunes. And everybody ought to have a favorite Duncan. I have my own favorite Duncan, but Gordon Duncan tunes are just, that was just a delight. And, you know, I know that there are some people that exercise their elbow well and their favorite Duncan is Duncan Disorderly. But Piper Duncan's tunes, very, very nice work there by the Piper Jones Band. And they are going to be doing a workshop Saturday, February 25th at the Lakewood United Church of Christ on 100 Carr Street in Lakewood. They're going to be starting at 9 in the morning. There is a fee, so you ought to go to their website, piperjones.com. And then they're going to be holding forth at a concert Saturday night, February 25th, at Hampton Hall in the Englewood Civic Center. The doors open at 6 and a 7 o'clock show. And if that music is representative of what they're putting out, it ought to be a terrific evening. So a little bit of a new find there. The Piper himself, E.J. Jones, was once with the group Clandestine, which is originally out of Texas, but played an awful lot in my hometown in Northern California. So I know of them in that connection, but just a great opportunity to get out and hear some terrific music. Once again, thanks to the guys from Gobs of Fun for calling in. And we're going to leave you with Celtic music from Spain. This is Milia Doiro, and off we go. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. George is in studio, and Musica Mundi is up next.
You are tuned to Musica Mundi here on KGNU Community Radio. My name is George with you